Kicking off 2025 city budget deliberations on Monday, January 20th, Kingston City Council spent a large portion of their first meeting reckoning with a pitched 13.74% budget increase from Kingston Police. In a presentation to Council, Kingston Police proposed a $54,053,627 budget for 2025, a total increase of over $6 million from 2024. A large portion of the increase, as explained by Chief of Police Scott Frazier in his presentation before Council, is due to newly settled collective agreements. The previous collective agreement expired in 2022, and a new agreement was recently ratified. This 2025 budget includes negotiated wage adjustments and benefit enhancements and retroactive payments for 2023 and 2024. Non-discretionary items like salaries and benefits represent over 86% of the total expenditure budget for Kingston Police, making up 9.9% of the 13.74% increase. Chief Frazier explained some of the process behind the collective agreements and the importance of bringing Kingston Police on par with the rest of the province.
We need to be attractive for other people. Now when an experienced officer wants to relocate to Kingston, they call us and ask for our benefits book. And literally this budget, 9.9% of this budget is literally lifting benefits to a level that would be similar to around the province. And because we didn't do that year over year for years, it's a heavy lift. When you look at experienced officer retention and new recruits, there's a lot of people looking into a lot more things now. So being competitive, being attractive, having salaries that are similar. This is my third police service. I'm in Kingston in 35 years. So I can tell you, the job is the same whether you're in Vancouver where I started or whether you're in Brockville or whether you're in Kingston. The job is the same. What people are doing now is maximizing their life benefits. Is it work-life balance, which we didn't see 10 years ago? You came to work and you went to work. That's what it's all about. So it's all of these things, especially in this new collective agreement. It's literally picking that up to show people that, hey, we're competitive.
Other items adding strain to the budget included enhancing police presence in the downtown core and meeting long-term absence backfill requirements. This was a notable item, with 31 of Kingston's 219 officers currently non-deployable and unlikely to return to their positions in the near future, according to Frazier. Meeting the new provincial mandates for the Community Safety and Policing Act, which came into effect on April 1, 2024, also contributed to the increase, with requirements including additional training, equipment upgrades, uniform modifications, and more administrative expenses. After the presentation, councillors had many questions for the Kingston Police team. Councillor Connie Glenn asked if Kingstonians will see noticeable improvements in service. Frazier had the following response.
We used to be, I guess, what you maybe classify as a larger community, but kind of a small town. People know people, and there wasn't the type of crime that we're seeing now. Now we're a smaller city with big city problems and big city issues and the big city people coming to Kingston to commit their crimes. And we have a policy in prioritizing our responses. I don't want to make a promise to everybody that, hey, if we have 23 more bodies over the next 2 years, when you phone, we'll be at your driveway before you hang up. It's just, we can't promise that. But what I can promise is that we'll be able and we'll be in a better position to be able to respond to the growing needs of our community. And I think at the end of the day, that's where, we're going to be able to really make a difference.
The Kingston Police budget increase single-handedly contributes to 2.5% of the total 5.3% property tax increase for Kingstonians this year. Councillor Ryan Boehm asked the question lingering in the background of the conversation.
What would you say to Kingston taxpayers, when they look at this budget and they open up their tax bill? The quality of service is not going to increase. The whole goal here is to maintain and look better. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, and I think what we're doing is looking down the road, going, we know that the numbers we have off, if they're not coming back to work, then we need to really look and go, okay, how are we going to increase our capacity? How are we going to increase our response times? Everything we do this year is going to affect next year and the year after. And in 3 more years, they're going to be back to the table doing collective bargaining. And I think it's really important. We had to do a heavy lift. And when you're doing a heavy lift, when you're taking benefits that were probably the worst in the province and trying to get to the best in the province, I would rather do that like one bite at a time instead of trying to do it all at once. But that's what we're doing. And no slight on anyone. It's just where we're at. I thought we need to come and be honest. And I think this is a very honest budget. And I'm standing before council at 13 plus percent. I'm not happy to be standing here at that percentage. But I think if we don't do it this year, we're doing it next year. And if we don't do it next year, we're doing it the year after. So let's try and level it. Let's make it sustainable. Let's cut out all these big pressure increases. If we can get to something that we can say, hey, you know, I can't say that 10 people won't book off next year, but I'm very hopeful we won't have that. And then we're looking and we've got an honest approach to the next 5 years of policing. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I'm very comfortable with it. And I know I'm a taxpayer here as well. It's not going to be easy. It is a tough pill to swallow. And I know that people aren't calling me saying, hey, I wish we had less police officers, as we got everybody around this table. You're asking, everybody wants more.
Smaller increases are forecasted in the coming years, with projected increases of 8% in 2026, 4% in 2027, and 3% in 2028. Councillor Boehm captured the feeling expressed by most councillors in his closing remarks.
Yeah, I'm going to dub this budget from the police to Buckley's budget. It definitely tastes awful, but I sure hope it works and stabilizes things.
The 2025 Kingston Police budget was approved along with the rest of the city's budget items in their final meeting on Wednesday, January 22nd. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.